The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, that's the overture to our regular feature as Bill Hughes joins us again to go behind the scenes of another cinema classic. And today we're talking about a sporting film from 2010.
It's just you in the ring.
Yeah, I know it's me in the ring, but I don't like the way things have been going here.
Where?
Here, this, us, Lowell, the whole routine.
Well, you're very happy.
George, stay out.
Doing all the talking. Let him talk. Listen.
I'm asking him.
You're telling him. Listen.
Stay out of it.
Hey, don't tell me to stay out of it.
Mick, what's the problem?
The problems.
What problems?
What problems?
Problems.
Like
problems?
What?
Like maybe you not showing up on time to train. Like maybe him having to come find you in a crack house when you're supposed to be at the airport.
I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. Why are you talking?
I'm Charlene. We just met. We're together. Do we need to do this again? Hi, I'm Charlene.
Hi, I'm Charlene.
Hey, we're together.
Bill Hughes, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, but it's a movie I have not seen, so you'll have to tell me the whole yarn.
Okay, well, do yourself a favour, because it's fantastic. Mark Wahlberg grew up, as you know, in 9 siblings, very, very difficult circumstances. He was basically a street thug, and which is why he got into trouble with the law as a kid. But another family of 9 siblings that lived close by were the Wards, and Mickey Ward was a boxer, and he did very well for himself. But the family and the dynamic of Mickey Ward's house and the Wahlberg house always struck Mark as very similar. So Mark decided, having seen a documentary that was made about Mickey called High on Crack Street, Lost Lives in Lowell, and Lowell's a tough neighbourhood, he decided that this could be a movie. Now, he discovered then that a small production company had already managed to get the rights to tell the story of Mickey and his older brother, Dickie, who was a crack addict. He ended up getting involved in the production process to try and bring it to the big screen. And he worked very closely with people on the script. He worked very closely with Aronofsky as the director, and they were doing the casting and everything was proceeding, and they raised the money and they decided that they were going to do it all locally in Lowell, because it was going to be too difficult to recreate the streetscapes, too difficult to recreate the housing. So they actually shot it in the actual streets, and they shot it in the actual house, the Ward family house. And once all those decisions were made, his casting had been Matt Damon, because Matt Damon was from the same area, and then Matt Damon had to pull out. Then his casting was Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was on board with Darren Aronofsky, so that was all proceeding. And then it just about time to go filming and to get into production. Brad Pitt had to go because he had another production, so his schedule fell out. And Aronofsky decided he had to go and make Black Swan. So there was Mark Wahlberg going, what am I going to do? He decided that Christian Bale was going to play his brother, and together, him and Christian Bale decided on the director, David O. Russell. And so they then amassed the budget, which was $11.5 million, and it was going to be the toughest boxing movie. Now, in the meantime, Mark Wahlberg had also approached Martin Scorsese, because Wahlberg had just done The Departed, the movie with Scorsese. But Scorsese's answer was very simple. Listen, I've just done my Departed in that area. And also, I already did Raging Bull. I've made my boxing movie. So, no, I'm not going to come on board. But Mark Wahlberg and David O. Russell wanted to be sure that they were going to bring the best boxing scenes to the screen. That while Mark Wahlberg had watched Raging Bull and Ram, sorry, what's the one with this? I'm having a brain fart. The one with Rocky,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he had watched it 30 times and decided that those boxing scenes, while they were very impactful, they didn't feel real to him because Mark loved boxing. And so he decided with the director that the best thing to do would be to shoot them as though they were real fights, because the technical crew had said it's going to take 30 days to shoot all these fights. They only had a 33-day window to make the movie on the budget. So he brought in a HBO team who were used to working on boxing events. And so he decided to get into such shape that he'd be able to do the real fights, take the real punches, there'd be no stuntmen, and that they would shoot all the fight scenes over a period of 3 days with these boxing guys shooting it. And that's what they did. So the whole thing just, it's intense. And it's very intense because it's a true story. And the real characters started to hang around the set every day because it was their local. It was where they were living. And so the six sisters of Mickey Ward, the boxing character that Mark Wahlberg is playing, and Christian Bale is playing the older crackhead brother, Dickie, the six sisters would sit around like a Greek chorus watching the filming. And the thing was, they weren't happy with how they were being portrayed, because they are portrayed. And the one word that they keep using when they're talking about Amy Adams, the girlfriend of Mark Wahlberg in it, is she's a skank. Well, in actual fact, they are portrayed as skanks, and they saw that and they went, oh my God. So that was the one area of fight with the director that we can't
and
be
what
doing
about
that.
Mickey Ward himself, was he involved?
He was thrilled. He was thrilled that it was happening. And he developed a very close relationship with Mark Wahlberg, so that for two solid years, he went daily training. He worked on his mannerisms with Mark Wahlberg to get them right. He worked on the punching style. And they brought in the original trainer who had brought Mickey to his success. And he's also called Mickey. And he's a local cop. But they decided not to get an actor to portray him, that they would actually get Mickey to play Mickey, the cop who's the trainer. And they spent 2 years working in the gym in Mark Wahlberg's house, which he built, a custom-built ring, custom-built everything. And he got so tied up in it that he continued making the movies he was churning out. He made six movies over the period as he prepared for this film. And Mickey Ward went to him went with him on location every day, and he rehearsed his boxing. So all the time he was making these other movies, he was only concentrated on the big picture, which was The Fighter, which was going to be made. And he, come hell or high water, that was his intention. And he even got the two Ward brothers to move into his house. And they were in for a long period in the pre-production. And they had say over, you know, he would not say that. He would not react that way. So it was as authentic as possible. And then, of course, to cast the two women, Amy Adams as the girlfriend, Charlene, who became his wife, and Melissa Leo as the mother, a very, very tough part to play. And the next thing, it became Oscar-winning. Christian Bale gets the Oscar Best Supporting Actor. Melissa Leo gets the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. They both win the Golden Globes in the same category. They both win the Screen Actors Guild Awards. It's like incredible. The response was amazing. And at the box office, it was huge. It cost $11 million.
Let's hear another, before you tell us how much money it made for everybody, set the scene for this second clip.
Okay. There's a whole sense that Mark Wahlberg's character, Mickey, is fed up that the mother always takes the side of the older brother who has been the crackhead. And he's been the good kid all the time. And he just gets fed up with it. And it explodes one day in the ring.
George, please.
Dickie.
Please.
What are you saying, sweetheart? Tell me what you're saying.
This is supposed to be my fight. This is my shot at the title. I won't get another one after this. Am I being selfish?
No.
Am I saying Mickey, Mickey, Mickey? You know what? If I am, I'm sorry. I thought I was fighting for the championship, and I thought you were my mother, too.
I am your mother.
Yeah.
Nick, I'm sorry. I had no idea you felt like that, all right? If I made mistakes, I'm gonna be better. I don't wanna hurt you. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Hit me. Stay with him. Dickie. Dickie.
No, very dramatic stuff. You mentioned $11 million of a budget, 33-day shooting schedule, but obviously before that, so much preparatory work in the gym in Mark Wahlberg's home and so on. How did it do in the box office?
129 million it took. So it was 10 times, you know, 12 times what it made, what it cost, they got back. And so they made their money in spades. And Mark Wahlberg had also put them a lot of the money up to produce it. So it was a windfall for him. But he had dedicated so much of his life to making it happen. And what's so funny about it is that the small production company who bought the rights to the guy's life, they were predominantly known for making Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and that they also made the, one of my favourite cult TV series, Sordid Lives, which is another thing to be checked out. But he elevated it by bringing the right people in, by making it be what he could envisage it as. And he used his Hollywood power to make sure that this story was told with respect to the characters, respect to the dialogue, respect to the boxing. That's what it's about. But it's a drama. It's Shakespearean in tone. And the six sisters are hilarious. And the use of the word skank is so repetitive, but it's actually very funny. And Amy Adams is brilliant in it. So it's worth seeing.
I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely. Bill, thank you very much for joining us. Bill Hughes, television producer from Mind the Gap Films.